In the Sefer Achinuch, on the Lav of Mishkav Zohar, so the Chinuch says, Mishroshi HaMitzvah, Lefi Shashem Baruch Hu Chofetz B'Yishuv Olomoy, Asher Boro, Hashem created the world that there should be Yishuv. There should be inhabitants. It should be an inhabited world. He didn't create it. Lo l'toyhu bara, the pasuk says, l'sheves yitzora. V'lochein tzivo l'bal yashchisu zarom b'mishkevei aschorim. They shouldn't be mashchis, the zera, in this mishkevei zocho, mishkav zocho, because it's just being mashchis, it's wasted. Was the koyach, the potential to have sheves in the world is being wasted. Ki hu be'emes hashchoso she'ein badover te'eles pri v'loy mitzvah so'ino. There's no te'eles pri, there's nothing created from it, and it's not a mitzvah of oino. Memel, it's just a waste. Milvad, besides, she'inyan oisoi teiruf, the inyan of this insanity, nimas u'mechoyor, is disgusting, me'oi be'enei ha'mokoim, in the eyes of Hashem, uve'enei kol bal seichel, very important, in the eyes of every bal seichel, vo'ish shenivro lavoid boiroi, and a man who was created to serve his creator, loiroi lehisnavel b'masim chu'orim ko'ele. It isn't appropriate for him to disgrace himself, to be misnavel himself, to degrade himself in things that are so ugly like this. Just a double portion. Nothing has to do with the inyone de yoimo that are going on in the world today. That's not of interest to us. We know clearly what it is. It's teruf, it's mias, it's mechur, and lekol bal seichel, besides to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the interesting loshen, he says, v'ho'ish shenivra lavoid boiroi, man, a man who was created to serve his creator, it's not appropriate that he should lower himself and be misnabel himself at these disgusting things. Now, l'choira, a person who was created b'tzelem elikim, this is, a man is created b'tzelem elikim. B'tzelem elikim is machayev zeh sefer toilu sa'odim, b'tzelem elikim is machayev yoyser, one day in Chazal, is that such a mechayev, imagine to be created in the image of Hashem and to disrespect and to belittle and to put down and to act in an inappropriate way. And this, the power of Tzelem Elikim gives the person the strength to act appropriately, and the achrayus of Tzelem Elikim should dictate to a person that this is the way you have to act, that Tzelem Elikim can't be mavaz himself like that. But yet it seems that there's an additional ingredient. The truth of the matter is, there's an additional ingredient here, and that is what? Ho'ish, not shenivra b'tzelem elikim, that he is, but there's even a higher, or there's an additional, I can't say it's higher, but it adds something to it. He's nivra lavad b'iroi, loiroi lehisnavu b'masim uchorim ko'ele. We have something that's even beyond what the whole world has who were created b'tzelem elikim. You know, mitzad echod, everyone, man was created b'tzelem elikim. Adam Rishon was not Jewish. He was created b'tzelem elikim, and that's the human race is b'tzelem elikim. And therefore the standards and the sensitivities and the responsibilities of how you treat a tzelem elikim should apply to everyone. But Klal Yisrael has something else. Something else which impacts the appropriateness of their actions, the nevola, the ugliness of something that's inappropriate. It's because a person was created for another purpose too. Besides created b'tzelem elikim, which would seem to be so much, which would seem to say it all, which would seem to say, how dare you be mevaze the tzelem elikim? How could you even add to that godless ha'odom of created in the image of Hashem? No, there's something that's significantly more than that, or in addition to it. and that is she'inyan, he was created lavoid boiroi. Person, if we appreciate what we were put in this world to serve Hashem, that has to create a certain sense of dignity, a certain sense of elevation, a certain sense of appreciation of ourselves, and therefore the resistance and the inability to disgrace ourselves and to do a nevola and to act in such a way which is a maisim michuorim is because I was created lavad es Hashem, and it seems that is beyond Tzelem Elokim, and that is beyond the fact, or in addition to the fact, that Hashem was mitzaveh me. Hashem was mitzaveh me, so it's a tzivui. So of course I have to listen to the tzivui. But this is the purpose of my creation. I was put in this world for this lofty goal of avedas Hashem, to serve Hashem. And certainly not for his benefit, it's only for my benefit. I was given that privilege, I was given that elevated status, I was given that godlus. It was added upon the Tzelem Elokim with which he created all of mankind when he took Klal Yisrael to Har Sinai, or I imagine that's where it all happened. And that has the ability to sensitize me and to say, I was created for this purpose. How could I do a Dova Mechur? It could be that the Tzelem Elokim would not be enough. If it would be enough, maybe he wouldn't have to say that. But I can't do a Dov Mechaik. I have to watch the way I act. I have to watch the way I talk. I have to watch the way I dress. I have to watch the way I respect myself. I have to, and the trick is that I have to do the same thing to my fellow created Lavid Es Hashem. The joke, I mentioned this many times before, the joke about Slabotka used to be, they used to say, in Slabotka, the shita is like this: a mensch is a malach, putz mir the shich. A man is like a malach, please shine my shoes. And of course, the reality should have been, if a mensch is like a malach, I should shine your shoes. Because it goes both ways. If I'm a Tzelem Elokim, so are you. The same thing, if I'm created, Lavad Es Hashem. And I think it opens up a whole new level of respect for people. How can I not respect someone else? Not even because of the tzivuyim on him. Not necessarily even because of the accomplishments that he's made. But he was nivra lavad es Hashem. Just like the Tzelem Elokim be'etzem is an elevation that demands a unique level of respect, the fact that he was nivra lavad es Hashem, that creates a whole different respect. And that's every member of Klal Yisrael with Nivra Lavad Es Hashem. Not just to keep Sheva Mitzvahs, which in itself is a certain level of Avodah, I guess, but Nivra Lavad Es Hashem. Maybe this does apply. I mean, it's included in Arayas and the Sheva Mitzvahs, I don't know. But Nivra Lavad Es Hashem is a machayev of... And I think that especially in times like this, when we know that the tragedy of the dying out of the Talmidei Reb Akiva, the 24,000 Talmidim, which had so much to do with the Lo Nohagu Kovod Zebuzeh, I think that this is certainly something that we have to pay extra measure of attention to recognize and to give that Kovod and to have that sensitivity and to act with that respect, because each and every one is not only a Tzelem Elokim, but is a person who was nivra lavad es Hashem. And it would seem that that does not allow or require or even tolerate the evaluation of, well, I don't think you're doing such a good job in your avedas Hashem. I don't think you're... It's a godless, it's an elevated status that has to do with the fact and the purpose for which I was created, rather than the degree to which I'm fulfilling that purpose. And I think that should be a siyua to us to be able to better deal with others in respect and so forth. Just very quickly, in the mitzvah of kisui adam, so there's a mitzvah of kisui adam that when we shecht an oif or a chaya or an oif, not a behema, but a chaya or an oif, there's a din of kisui adam that the dam that spills is to be covered with ofor. Mishroshi HaMitzvah, the Chinuch says, Lefisha HaNefesh Tluya Badam. Nefesh is dependent. The Nefesh is like Adam Hu HaNefesh. Kemei Shomru Be'isur Dam. Oh, that's the Pasuk, I guess, he's referring to. Adam Hu HaNefesh. V'lochein Roy Lono Lechasois HaNefesh Ula Hastiroi Me'ein Royov. Therefore, we should cover the Nefesh and hide it from anyone to see. Terem Noichal HaBosu. Before we eat the flesh. Ki Gam bozeh nikne ktsas achzorius menafshenu lechol habosor. If we're going to eat the bosor and the dam is lying still there and people can see it, we're going to be kind of some achzorius in our nefesh as we eat the bosor. V'hanefesh lechol habosor v'hanefesh nishpach lefoneinu. And we're eating the bosor and the nefesh of this bosor is lying uncovered right in front of us, and therefore. And he says in Behemoth not, and he gives a reason why, because they brought for Korban, Kapora, so forth. But just one very portion to think. The Lashon here is, Ki gam bozeh niknek tzas achzorius benafshenu. So, portion, to say there's a certain sensitivity that this is the dam, and I'm eating the dam, like Loisa Vashel Gediba Chalev Imoy, of course the animal doesn't know it, and it isn't on a human sensitivity level. But there's something there for us. The dam of the animal, the nefesh of the animal, the life of the animal is lying right here, and I'm devouring the flesh. The Torah said I can, and I'm supposed to, and that's, but there's some. But he says, the Lashon, he says this subtlety, it's a subtlety, because everything I did is appropriate. I was supposed to shecht it. Dam is supposed to come out, and that's what shechita is, and I'm doing it for the purpose. It's a mitzvah. It's a heter. It's a chiyuv. It's whatever, and I'm doing it. But there's a certain insensitivity or a certain lack of an opportunity to develop a deeper sensitivity. But he says v'hanefesh. He says ki gam boze nikne ktsas achzorius benafshenu lechol habosor v'hanefesh nishbachle. It seems that the act of shechita, which carries with it a certain level of a certain opportunity for sensitivity and maybe a certain level of insensitivity in it. It's not the pshat is so. There's something insensitive. We can't be insensitive. We have to be sensitive. But it seems it's a kinyan benefesh. The act that I do of shechting, which is appropriate, which allows the dam to fall without covering the dam, there's some element there of achzorius, some slight resemblance or connection with achzorius. It creates a kinyan. It says ki bozeh niknek tzas achzorius benafshenu. Whatever achzorius that we had over here, it's going to be nikne benafshenu. It's going to be a kinyan. It's not the pshat, an act. It's not an isolated act. An act of achzorius, an act of insensitivity, is not an isolated act that's done, okay? Binon mechavero, maybe I have to ask mechila. If it's not binon mechavero, you just do tshuva. But it's a kinyan in the nefesh. A kinyan was made. It has a kinyan is a permanent thing. Kinyan is permanent. I've taken ownership of it. That achzorius has become part of me. A simple act of doing what I'm supposed to be doing and just not covering it, which is an insensitivity on a certain level of achzorius, that is nikness. By doing that, by experiencing that, by not eliminating that achzorius, I have now made a kinyan ktsas, this achzorius benafshenu, and I have made a kinyan of achzorius. I think that if we look at midas and actions which reflect insensitivities or reflect lack of full sensitivity or reflect something maybe even worse than that, if we realize that it's not just an isolated action, it's not just midas are very nice, a person has to act with good midas, and maybe that's why talk about halachta b'drochov, there's two droshes, it's lehidame selo mahurachum afatarachum, and the Gemara also says it's acharei Hashem elkechem teilechu, it's the acts of maisim tovim. It seems the acts themselves are having this kinyan hanefesh, and every time a person does an act, it creates a kinyan hanefesh, and I become, to a certain extent, depending on what the act is and how much and how often I do it, probably too, but I become that and internalize it. I'm kind of that. If we were to think that every time that we say something inappropriate, we say something insensitive, we act in a way which is, al pi midas, not exactly with the midas of Hashem, Rachum, Chanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, and all of that, if we would realize that it creates a kinyan in the nefesh, that now this has become part of, I've taken ownership of that midah. It's part of me, it's part of what I am, it's part of who I am. I think that in learning Musar, that could certainly have an effect to motivate us to say, hey, you know, I may be willing to chance an occasional violation, but I'm not interested in making a kinyan in Achzorius. I'm not interested in making a kinyan in Sheker. I'm not interested in making a kinyan in Atzlus, a kinyan in any other midah. That I don't want. And if we realize that actions create kinyonim, I think they would have a greater motivation to. I think just in the spirit of the Yemei HaSfira, that as we focus and try to learn Musar and work on ourselves, I think that the Inyonim, the Inyonim Chaveroi, really have to take a front and center position. The Chofetz Chaim writes that when a Inyonim Chaveroi is more serious than Inyonim Amokim, because by a Inyonim Chaveroi, there's two. There's the Isur Inyonim Chaveroi, and there's the Isur Torah Inyonim Amokim. So you have two Averis, whereas Inyonim Amokim is only one. But there's another angle to that also. And that is, you know, just like we say, sakanta chamira mi isura, Chazal say. Sakona is even worse. Isura, a person can do tshuva. Sakanta is, if a person puts himself in sakona, and the sakona, and he succumbs to the sakona, then it's all over. There's nothing he can do about it. So I think maybe over here too, and I saw somebody says that Benon Machaveroi is so much worse for another reason. You can't just do tshuva. Ein afilo yom kippurim is eino mechaper ad shiratz etz chaveroi. Have to ask mechila. Have to be meratza. Have to appease the person. Gevalt, if every time I do something beinolam chaveroi, I have to keep a cheshbon of who I have to ask mechila, who I have to, and it has to be serious. And if he doesn't give the mechila, I have to go again. Whether it's a din in his giving or a din in my asking, that's not relevant. But it has it's so much difficult. And the lashon hara of hashteitzach, a person speaks lashon hara, you never know where it goes. And people in shiduchim, all of a sudden they hear stories that, oh, I remember 25 years ago I heard such a rumor that this person had this and had that, and so it's the beinon l'chaveiro has such ramifications that it's a sakonataka, because we don't have the ability to really do tshuva on it, and therefore it's certainly in this time to try to make that focus, that effort, and there's no question that we're promised by Reb Yisroel Chazal that a person is bol etayer masayinos, and one who learns Musar is certainly will have a tremendous impact on everything that we do.